Bezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Maseches Kehim, the laws of vessels in the book of Tahar, in the Sefer of Purity, which continues with the next material, discussing that of metal vessels, specifically regarding unfinished metal vessels, and as it applies to ornaments and to bells regarding when this Mekabel Tum. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding that unfinished metal vessels are not Mekabel Tum. Kol Kli Matchas, any metal vessel, Ein Mekabel Tum, is not receptive for Tum, Ad Shetigoma Melachtim Kula, until the entire production is finished. That it cannot be lacking anything whatsoever. But if it's an unfinished metal vessel, it's not mekabel tum. As Rami continues, halacha beis ve'ilhim gomi kli matchas. And these are considered unfinished metal vessels. Anything that one is going to smooth it, or to remove like the peel, which is inferior, or the garid, which is after one rubs it, there remains some type of indentations or protrusions, and they scrape it with a special vessel designated for that. Or lechar cave, which is to polish it so that it shines. Or lehakish bakurnis, or to bang it with a hammer so that it straightens out the small little creases. Or shemuchos ha'ezna was missing a handle. Or eigen or rim. Any one of these things. It's not going to be receptive to tumah until you fix it, until you make it beautiful. It's not missing any work whatsoever. Case of house, so Rambam illustrates regarding hasayif. Let's say regarding a sword, it's not receptive to tumah until it's smooth. Regarding a knife, until it's sharpened. Anything similar to these types of things has the same halacha. Therefore, someone makes a vessel from the ore of the iron. I mean, a charosh shematech is all from a chunk of metal. I mean, a seiviv shel galgul from the round part of the wheel, which the wheel is made out of wood, but they would put around it a metal ornament to strengthen it. I mean, a tassin from plates, I mean, a tzipuim from the platings of elements. I mean, kanekim from the base of vessels, ma'ogne kelim or from the rim of vessels, ma'oznekim from the handle of vessels. I mean, a shchela, which after they make a vessel, so there remains. There's small little pieces that are sticking out from the edge, and they take them off. And those crumbs of metal are called shchela. Umin ha-nedoides, or it's hagredes, but it means that the pieces that fall off when they scrape the vessel. Hare'elu tayrim, all these are going to be pure. Now, the Rambam's understanding is that there's a difference between unfinished vessels that were made from things that are fit to be mekabel tuma, to those that are made from things that are not fit to mekabel tuma. I mean, the latter are not mekabel tuma as long as you didn't finish the entirety of the work, like we said in the beginning of this halacha. But regarding these things that are made from things that are mekabel tuma and they broke, and therefore it got removed from the halacha of being mekabel tuma, they go right back to being the status of a vessel to be mekabel tuma as long as it has the form of a vessel, even though it's still missing some pitch of kiss, some pieces of to beautify it and to smooth it out. It's already be mekabel tuma. So these things are tahira wa'im, they should call elu shenas kol, all these things that are made, gomei kli matchosim, they're considered unfinished metal vessels because the work wasn't finished and they're made from things themselves that are not mekabel tuma. Okay. Avol oisik kli, but if someone makes a vessel, mishivri kli matchos from broken pieces of a metal vessel, so it was a vessel. I mean, like kelim shenishchaku meriv hazman, or from vessels that were worn out over time. Or from nails, so you do a shenas mekim, that we know that those nails were made from vessels, so therefore it has a halacha like being from a previous vessel, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, contrast to nails that were not as part of a vessel, not mekabel tuma. Hadayel mekabel tuma, these are going to be mekabel tuma, levisheni galam, because they're not unfinished. So since they were made from vessels that were totally finished, so they get it right back once it has the figure of a vessel, like we explained before. Avol masmeris, but regarding nails, and you do it, that's not known to masmer like him if they were made from vessels, or even ashes, or from the ore, which is where it's mined from the ground. Oh, how did time? They're going to be tar. I feel a hiskinism the kli, even if they were made to be fixed to be a vessel, which means that let's say they're made into like a spit, but they're missing the later beautifications. So in mekabel tuma, it's like mekabel tuma because it's not made into a total vessel, it's just as a tzura, but that's not enough because it's made from something that was never a kli in the first place, like we explained the way the Rambam differentiates. Halacha Gimel, kli matchas, a metal vessel, she'en mechosei lekises, it's not missing anything but a cover, then it's mekabel tuma, it's ready receptive to tumah, she'en lekisa choshem mekuf haklid, because the covering is not considered part of the vessel itself. So it's not lacking in the vessel. Halacha Dalet, machat shel nikva, regarding a needle that does not have the hole in the needle, which is what it's necessary for when you're threading through it with a needle. It needs the eye of the needle. It doesn't have the eye. And the shofa, it was just smoothed out. But it was originally made to be like this without a hole. So it's going to be mekabel's tuma. Why? What utility does it have? Because you could use it to take out a thorn, a splinter from a person. So and that was meant to be. So it's already that vessel. But it was designated to get the eye, the hole in the needle. Oh, then it's considered like all other unfinished metal vessels. And it's not mekabel's tuma because ultimately it's not was not finished yet for what it was intended to be. Halacha, hey, now me'achas Rabbi Arnon, that once we explain shegol mekli matzchis, that unfinished metal vessels are tahorim, are pure, like we're saying here in this parak, whereas v'gol mekli etz, unfinished wooden vessels are tamei d'mekabel tumah, like we explained in parak hey halacha aleph. Now there's also a reverse upshuti kli matzchis. Now in contrast, flat metal vessels are tamei, as we explained this already in parak halacha tes. Whereas upshuti kli etz, but a flat wooden vessels are actually tahorim, like we explained with the parak halacha yud. And that's from din Torah, from biblical law. So Nimzah comes out, interestingly, hatami b'kliyeh is that which is tami by a wooden vessel, which is unfinished, is tar b'kli matzchis, is pure by metal vessels. Whereas tami b'kli matzchis, which is by flat metal vessels that are tami, are tar b'kliyeh, is going to be pure by wooden vessels, so they each have one stringency over the other one. Halacha bav ketiz regarding with warfare and regarding ornaments. So kol kli ha-molchama, all vessels that are used in fighting a war, kugan asayif, like a sword, v'arimach, and a spear, v'akoyv, and a helmet, v'ashir, and the armor, v'amakafayim, and those army boots, k'yitzvim, and things like that, makamotum, and then makamotum, which these are made out of metal. V'chol tachshite ha'adam, and all ornaments of a person, kugoyin hakatlo, which a type of a gold necklace which hangs from the neck, v'anazamim, and ear and nose rings, v'atabois, and finger rings, bein sheish l'b'chleisim, whether they have a seal, bein sheish l'b'chleisim, whether they don't have a seal, v'kizvim, things like that, makamotum, and makamotum. I feel a dinish in even a coin that became ruined, and they used it to make it as a necklace to hang from the neck of a little girl, is also as an ornament. So to an amulet of metal, like all ornaments of a person, the metal is going to be mekabel tuma. Now in contrast, but regarding ornaments for an animal or for vessels, like for example the rings they make for the neck of an animal, for the handles of a vessel, they're pure. They do not have their own independent tuma. It sometimes could be mekabel tuma if it's part of another vessel, but it's only a takshet of an adam that's mekabel tuma, not for that of a behema and a kelim. Chutz mizug shel behema, except for the bell of an animal. The kelim ha-mashmiya koil adam, also regarding vessels that make noise for a person, in other words, for the utility of a person, where it's going to make noise, letting the shepherds know where's the place of the animals, then it has utility for a human, then it will have Kabbalah stomach. Ketzer Hasas, Ram illustrates. So Isa Zugin L'machtesha, if someone makes a bell, which is used for grinding, Belariso, or for a cradle, or L'mitpachay Svarim, or for some type of a covering for the Svarim, which the children hear the bell when they're opening up the Svarim to come and learn in cheder, or that which is made by the diapers of the children, or that they're moving around. So tahayim, they're going to be pure because you haven't yet finished the malach of those bells because it doesn't have the clapper inside the bell. Aslam and boilam, but if you made the clapper that's inside the bell that makes the noise, makabatuma, that's makabatuma. However, nasul ashmi kol adam, because they were made to make noise for the person, so it is makabatuma, kitarim kitachshid adam, it's like ornament for a person, but it has to have the clapper to be finished. But now, once it's finished, v'filah nitlo in boileim. Now, even once the clapper is taken away, it's still mekabel tuma. Why? Shadehu ro, because it's still fit for its original utility. How so? The clapper is taken away because, like kisha alacheres, because ultimately you could bang it on a piece in earthenware to make noise, so it's still fit for its original utility, and therefore it's still going to be mekabel tuma. Halacha ches. Now, in contrast, zugha asul la'adam, a bell is made for a person. Im nasla katan, so if it's made for a child in makabatoma, then yeah, it's not makabatoma. It'll be in bolshaloi only if it has the clapper inside of it. Shere lekol nasa, because by the child it's made for it to make noise, that they know where they like a tracker for the child. So again, it's not finished yet. But nasla gadol, if it's made for an adult, that is a tachshit. It's an ornament, that bell. Makabatoma, if it's makabatoma, have a pishen leimbol, even though it doesn't have a clapper, because it's not about making the noise. It's about the ornament which it already has without the imbol. Halacha tez kol apertzufos, all masks. Makabalas tuma are makabal tuma. These are all considered like tachshitin. For cholach esamis and all seals, tahayim they are going to be pure chutz mechaisim shematechas, except for a metal seal. Shabai chaisim mabat. It's only over there which means Bovad is going on the word metal, meaning only the seal of metal is Mekabel Tumah, but not a seal made from other some other type of material. Now all rings are Taharis that pure, Chutz Mitabas Etzba, except for the finger ring. Avatabas Shechoyge Bais Mosim, meaning in contrast, a ring that's used to girdle his loins, tighten his pants. Shechoyge Bais Seva, where he clasps what's between his shoulders, Taharis, that's going to be Tar. Tabas Hashir Shabahema, regarding the ring of the collar of an animal. However, all the Moshe Bais Behema, since a person uses it to pull the animal, well then Mekabel Tumah has utility for the person, and the verse Mekabel Tumah. And Mechem Makro Shabahema Shabatecha, so to the stick of an animal made out of metal. Since a person commands and controls the animal with that stick, so again, it has a human utility, and therefore it's going to be Mekabel Tumah. Halacha Yud continues regarding changing the function and the utility of the vessel, both with thought and with action. So Kala Kalim Yerdun L'Tumah, all vessels will become susceptible to Tumah B'Machshava, even with just the human being's thought. But Ve'in Oylim D'Tumah, it cannot be removed. If you have a vessel that was fit to Mekabel Tumah, a thought cannot nullify it from that susceptibility. Only if it was an action done with a change on that vessel. Now, v'hamaisa, whereas an action, mevatel miyad hamaisa, could remove it and nullify it from a previous action. Meaning, even if an action was done with a vessel that brought it to its susceptibility for Tumah, umiyad machshava, and also there was even a thought process to think that I want to use this for a kli that will make him Mekabel Tumah, an action could remove it from both of those. Whereas v'machshava, a thought, in Mabatelis, does not nullify, lo mi'ad ha'maisa, lo mi'achshava, cannot remove not from an action, not from a thought. As Rambam illustrates, Ketzad Haso. So tabas behemoi kelim, if there's a ring of an animal or a vessel, shechoshav alav, which again, we said the animal's rings and the vessel's rings are not Mekabel Tumah. But shechoshav alav, he thought about it, lachzir tabas adam, to make it back to be a ring for a human being. So that's a machshava to be yared l'tumah, as the opening halacha was saying, he's a mekabel's tumah b'machshav azu. It's going to be mekabel tumah just with the thought. Ukilo nasas la'odim mitchilas asiyas, as if it was made for a person from its initial creation. That's an example of yirin l'tumah b'machshav. Now, chasav chishav alel anichat abas behem kashoyu. Now, let's say he went and he had another thought. He's like, yeah, forget about it. I'm going to leave it to be a ring for the animal as it was. So, alfa bishulin eskashav ba'odim, even if the person never wore it as an ornament, as a ring, it was just a thought, but it already made it mekabel tumah. It's still going to be Mekabel Tumah. Why? She'ein ha'machshava mebatel mi'ad ha'machshava. Like we said, because a thought cannot remove from a previous thought to take it out from the Kabbalah's Tumah. Until he does an action in the body of the ring. So like if he's going to smooth it, or yiska, or the yisakno, or he's going to do some type of b'maisa shabahem, some action into the ring of the animal, only that will change it, that it should not have the Tumah. Now, he said to Basel, Adam, let's say it was a ring for a person. Now he thought, yeah, let me use it for an animal. It's still going to have the susceptibility for Tumah as it was when it was the ring for a human. Like we said, because the vessel could not be removed from its ability to be Mekabel Tumah as a human ring, with just a thought of thing, hey, I want to use it for an animal which would not have a Kabbalah's Tumah. But also, let's say he did an action in it. And he changed the ring. Actually, he went in the ring and changed it that it'll be for the animal. Why not? Because now the action that he did to it, to change it, to make it in the animal's ring, that nullifies it from the original action, making it into a human ring, and an animal's ring is not Mekabel Tumah. Now, regarding a deaf mute, a mentally deranged, and a minor, they have an action, which we're talking about action in Machshava. So in these halachas, if it's an indicative action, they have halachic standing in their action. But the Inla Machshava, they don't have the halacha of thought, which we said that will be making Yodl de Tamasin. Kabishaban Lamala, like we already explained this previously, in Hechshay Cholam, regarding the preparatory elements of a food item being susceptible to Tumah, and Perkidalad halacha base. Halacha Yud base. Zug Chal Delis. Regarding a bell of a door, which is not Mekabel Tumah because it's secondary to the house, and the house is not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore it does not have the halacha as a vessel at all. But let's say Shechishav Le'ala Behema. Let's say he changed his mind and said, yeah, I want to use it for the animal. So it's Mekabel Tumah, because like we said, the animal's bell is one of the exceptions that Nalacha Zayin is Mekabel Tumah, and the thought is makes it Yerud L'Dei Tumas. Now, let's say Vishal Behema Shasula Delz. Let's say you had the animal's bell that was made for now to use as a door. So then, Afil B'Chibur B'Karki, even if it connected to the ground, Afil K'vob B'Masma, even if it connected with nails, Mekabel Tumah, it's still going to be Mekabel Tumah as it was, because atchishana by maisa beguva, like we said, you actually have to do some type of action in the body of the bell. It's not enough just to change its designation. You actually have to do an actual physical change to the bell. Halacha Gimel continues regarding, if let's say you have a craftsman who actually makes vessels for two different utilities, and each utility actually will change its halacha. As Rama says, Uman Sha'isa, regarding a craftsman that makes, and he makes stockpiles of Zugan bells, he sells for both, because they're both the same type of bell. He sells it for people that want it for the animals, and he sells it for people that want it for their doors. So we go based on the laws of majority. If the majority of it is made for something that's makabel toma, meaning that he's intending to sell most of the bells for animals, which the bells are makabel toma, so then the whole stock is makabel toma. Until he separates some of them, Ladavish and Makabatuma, specifically for the doors, which are for somebody that's not Makabatuma, and then those are not going to have Allah Makabatuma. Now, the reverse is also true. If the majority is made for, let's say, doors, then not Makabatuma, so they have Kultar, so the whole stockpile is considered Tar. Achayafish Makhtasim, Ladavish Makabatuma, until the little minority is separated from the Makabatuma, then they can Makabatuma. Allah Yidal, Zuganan and Son Bachal Makim. Regarding bells, if they're found wherever they are, so mekabel tuma, they are mekabel tuma because most bells are made for animals. Chutzban and tuma bekrachim, except for the bells that are found in cities, mishurim and ladlos is there. There's not them in the animals, and there the custom is to have bells on their doors. Majority made for doors. Then we're going to go on that law of majority, and it's not mekabel tuma. Halacha tazvav. Let's say it tells a craftsman who is going to make a special order for him. Says asay li shnei zugim, make for me two bells. Ech ladlos vechel behema, one for a door, one for an animal. Now the door is not mekabel tuma. The animal is mekabel tuma. Or on a similar example, I say lishtei machzalois, make for me two mats. Achaz l'shchiba, one's for laying down, which is mekabel tuma. Achaz l'olam, and one's for the making of a tent, which is not mekabel tuma. Or let's say I say lishnei sedim, says make for me two sheets. Ech l'tzuchis, one is to, they would make these figures, different forms for someone who was copying from that. So those sheets don't have halachic status as a garment because they're just there as a sample. So there is not mekabel tuma. One is for like a curtain, which is mekabel tuma. So here you have these cases where one would be mekabel tuma, one's not. So halacha ish, nim mekabel tuma. Both of these bells and sheets and mats will be mekabel tuma. Ashifarish v'yam, until you specify, and you say, zelikach v'zelikach. Because until you specify, one of them is for sure the problematic one. So until you specify that this is for the, let's say, the door, and then that's for the animal, then the animal one will be mekabel tuma, and the door one will not. But up until one specifies, both will have the halacha of being mekabel tuma.